From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we remember the late English guitar icon Alan Holdsworth. He was born on August 6, 1946. He passed away on April 15, 2017, at the age of 70. For over 40 years, Alan helped to shape jazz rock fusion. In the next hour, we'll listen to several tracks from his long and varied career. We'll begin with some projects he was involved with throughout the 1970s. First, a track from 1972 and the album Belladonna from UK trumpeter Ian Carr. This album also features Brian Smith on flute and sax, both Dave McRae and Gordon Beck on electric pianos, Roy Babington on bass, and Clive Thacker on drums. This piece features some great guitar work from Alan near the end. It was penned for the album by Brian Smith. It's the closing track, Hector's House. We'll be right back. And there you heard from three of the many fusion bands that Alan Holdsworth was a part of in the 70s. We began with Ian Carr and the album Belladonna from 1972. We heard Hector's House. That album has been reissued and combined with Ian's previous release, Solar Plexus, with his band Nucleus. The album's available as a double CD from the BGO label. Then from 1975, the new Tony Williams Lifetime, the second fusion band fronted by the great drummer Tony Williams. In addition to Tony Williams on drums and Alan Holdsworth on guitar, it was Alan Pasqua on keyboards and Tony Newton on bass. From their debut album for Columbia, Believe It, we heard a piece penned by Alan Holdsworth, Mr. Spock, also the closing track of that release. And yes, Alan was indeed a Star Trek fan, as will be further demonstrated later in the hour. And lastly, from 1976, music from the band Gong. This particular version of Gong was a purely instrumental jazz rock fusion outfit. They began as more of a psychedelic space rock group earlier in the 70s. With Pierre Morlan on drums, Benoit Morlan and Muriel Bauer on vibraphones, also Minu Sinelou on various percussion instruments, Didier Malarbe on sax, Alan Holdsworth on guitar, and Francis Mose on bass. From the album Gazus, we heard another Alan Holdsworth composition, Night Illusion. We'll now turn to some of Alan's own albums as a leader from the 70s and 80s in this set. Starting off with a track from his unofficial debut release, also from 1976, the album Velvet Darkness. These sessions were recorded as a rehearsal session. They were not intended for official release, but the CTI label did issue them without Alan's knowledge or consent, so he considered this album to be a bootleg release. Nevertheless, some classic 70s fusion here. And it's another quartet, also with Alan Pasqua on keyboards, Alfonso Johnson on bass, and Narada Michael Walden on drums. This is Gattax.
Thank you.
We began that set with a track from Velvet Darkness, Alan Holdsworth's unofficial debut release from 1976. We heard Gattax. Then a track from the album which Alan considered to be his official solo debut from 1982, the album I.O.U., with Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Gary Husband on piano and drums, Gary Husband, a longtime collaborator with Alan, and Paul Carmichael on bass, the track Where Is One? And lastly, jumping ahead to 1986 for Alan's album Atavacron. And there's another Star Trek reference. The Atavacron was an alien time travel device used in the Star Trek episode All Our Yesterdays. And in fact, one of the tracks on this release, one of the vocal tracks, is called All Our Yesterdays. But we heard one of the instrumentals. This was also the debut album for Alan Holdsworth's use of the Synthax, a rather interesting guitar and synthesizer hybrid, which he used right through to the end of his career. And that track also featured Gary Husband on drums and Jimmy Johnson, another longtime Holdsworth collaborator, on bass. The opening track of the release, Non-Brewed Condiment. We are remembering Alan Holdsworth on this edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. If there's a particular modern jazz artist from the realms of the avant-garde or jazz rock fusion that you'd like me to profile on a future show, please email me and I'll do my best to accommodate your request. You can also find more info about Jazz Progressions, including detailed show playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous editions of the show, by visiting the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Jazz Progressions, show number 1707. And we'll begin our final set of the hour by jumping ahead to 1993 and Alan's album Hard Hat Area. Yet again, Alan Holdsworth on both guitar and synthax, Steve Hunt on keyboards, Skuli Sverrisson on bass, and once again, Gary Husband on drums. This is Low Levels, High Stakes.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
We began that set with Alan Holdsworth and the album Hard Hat Area from 1993, the track Low Levels, High Stakes. We followed that with a track from the album Heavy Machinery, a 1996 release, a trio session with Alan Holdsworth on guitar and synthax, and two brothers from Sweden who are better known for their contributions to Nordic heavy metal music, but they fit just fine into a jazz rock fusion session, as demonstrated by this release. And the brothers are keyboardist Jens Johansson and drummer Anders Johansson. Again, from the album Heavy Machinery, we heard Good Morning, Mr. Coffee. And lastly, an awesome live session from an awesome quartet. Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Alan Pasqua on keyboards, Jimmy Haslip of the Yellow Jackets on bass, and Chad Wackerman, another longtime Alan Holdsworth collaborator, on drums. They came together in 2007 for this live gig. The album Blues for Tony, as the name suggests, it is indeed a tribute to the legacy of drummer Tony Williams and his contribution to the world of jazz rock. And the piece we heard originally appeared as a studio track on the classic Lifetime album Believe It from 75, Proto Cosmos. And with that, we come to the end of this rather minuscule tribute, in my opinion, to the music and legacy of Alan Holdsworth. There's so many tracks that I wanted to include that I just didn't have time for. He collaborated with so many different jazz and rock artists over the years, in addition to his extensive solo catalog. But you can be sure that Alan's music will live on programs like this one. And I also have to thank my friend and mentor Bill Groom from the Corning Elmira area, because it was he who introduced me to Alan Holdsworth by way of his longtime eclectic jazz program, Jazz and More, which I never missed on Sunday mornings as a child and teenager. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please tune in again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.